Hey, what's going on? It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. And I'm not scared to admit when I don't understand something.
Good.
When I have some questions. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because of my algorithm of what we often talk about and getting a look into both of your lives, all three of your lives. Mm-hmm. This whole menopause thing is something I don't fully understand or grasp.
You know that men go through menopause too.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yes, of course it's a thing.
So my algorithm isn't maybe what a typically 40-year-old male's Instagram looks like. It's, you know, from all these conversations. And I'm curious what you think of this video that popped up on my Instagram.
When you're in your reproductive years, so pre-menopause, you've got a different level of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone every day. When you go through perimenopause and menopause, the hormonal veil is lifted. And you start to speak your truth and not accommodate. You speak your truth maybe for the first time about the state of your marriage, about the things that you're happy about, the things that you're not happy about. And it does lead to an increased rate of divorce.
Mm-hmm. So what spoke to you about that? Because I'm wondering, like, what would hook you? Is it because she's saying that it's causing her to think about divorce, and that's why that struck
you're
a chord
worried
with you and you're worried? Because before that, I'm thinking all you're hearing is wah, 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 wah. And then she says, it makes me contemplate divorce. And you're like, wait a minute, maybe I should be listening to this.
Yeah, no, it's not out of worry for me personally, but I think it's not understanding, and I'll speak for all men here, not fully understanding what you're going through. When you're starting perimenopause is like the premenopause.
Oh, right? Hold on. I think we often don't necessarily understand what we're going through ourselves.
Right.
There's so much to unpack in this.
So there's been a stigma around menopause for years, and only now I think is it coming out of the shadows because women are talking more about it, and it's become more of like something that you can talk freely about, because before it was looked down upon or was like, shame on you, what are you experiencing? And it was often misdiagnosed.
Yeah, so there was no specifics to women's health. Now there are more and more clinics that are opening up, and they're dealing with women and what comes with being a woman, which is the perimenopause, the menopausal phase, and then the postmenopause. And there's so much that goes on hormonally. So I do understand what this doctor is saying, because depending on your level of estrogen and progesterone, we do change a lot. But I also do think that in most cases, I'm saying in most cases, because some women do go through menopause at an earlier age, like in their 30s, and some people do much later in life. But on average, they say it's anywhere between your 40s and the age of 55. What's in between that? About the age of 47.2, which is for women, your midlife crisis that they call.
Yeah.
So there also comes a point in your life, in your 40s, because of the baggage that we have and the experience that we have, I just think we get to a point where we start to reevaluate our life.
Mm-hmm.
So both kind of come together at the same time. I think there's the hormones, but I think besides the hormones, there's also, how many years left do I have to my life? What kind of life do I want to live? What am I not willing to put up with anymore? And what do I truly want for myself?
Yeah, you're saying you really don't really understand what menopause is. And I think that it's admirable of you to want to know what women are going through. But I also find that there's this stigma with menopause where people are like, it's kind of like how people would look at it when they'd be like, oh, it's that woman's time of the month. So you're saying the reason why she's reacting a certain way is because she's going through that time of the month. And I think that men also feel that way when they're like, oh, well, she's menopausal. That's why she's acting that way.
There is that.
Right?
And that stigma, you said it before, as the outsider, I could tell you like what I understood from it, and not currently. What the idea before was, okay, you get hot flashes.
Yeah, we get a lot of things.
And you get emotional.
And we get heart palpitations, and we lose our hair, and our skin doesn't feel the same, and our libido is down, and we go through a lot of hormonal changes. But the thing is that men go through hormonal changes as well.
Totally.
You guys just don't talk about it either. Women talk more about what we're going through. But I also agree with what Claudia is saying, is that aside from all the stuff that we're going through that we don't know how to diagnose in our body, I think the fact that we are so comfortable in where we are in our life, not success, not professionally, whatever, we just
are comfortable
with
who we are as women,
who we are, that we're not tolerating things as much anymore. So with going back to that audio that you had, the girl is just saying, I'm at a certain point in my life where, okay, this is where I'm at. I have a choice. Do I continue in this vicious cycle of what I don't want, or do I move forward and make the changes that I finally need to make in my life in order to live a happy life? Because I don't know. I'm almost at the age of retirement. I have maybe the average lifespan is about 76, yeah. They said. So that means you probably have about 25 years left. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm moving forward to the life that I want.
And the kids have grown older too. Like, yeah. I do find that, like, if I look at my circle of friends, our kids are all like now getting into their teens. They're a little bit more independent. We kind of want to get that, our sense of freedom back, or a sense of womanhood back. Sense of self back. And so it raises so many questions. And then you start talking with your partner. Okay, what do the next years look like for us in our couple life? What do we want to do, like, once the kids leave the nest? Where are we going together? What's our common project?
Ooh. And I love that, because that is the question you need to ask. But I have to be direct with this question.
You have to.
I have to. And I'm sorry. I don't
say
want to
it.
Offend
Just
anybody.
Say it.
Like, assuming that the relationship is okay, it's not the toxic one. It's like every relationship, and we're talking about the divorce here, goes through the ebbs and flows, goes mm-hmm. through the
of
ups
course.
And downs, the good,
yeah.
good, good, yeah. and the bad. And so if you're in the phase of, you know, having the young kids, whatever, and you're not as connected and things aren't as good, but you made a commitment to each other to mm-hmm. stay together.
Mm-hmm.
So through those hard times, and maybe the guy in the relationship was like, I don't know, but okay, we're going to stick through it because I know mm-hmm. it's going to get better. But now all of a sudden, you go through this physiological change mm-hmm. inside of you,
yeah.
and you're starting to look at things a little differently. Is it too easy to say, well, now I'm speaking my truth and I see my truth and
you have to express that to your partner. You yeah. can see your truth, but you have to be able to sit down with your partner and say, this is how I feel. This yeah. is what I would like for myself. Let's make it happen. You want to make it happen together.
I think yeah. what you're saying, though, is he's touching on something which is true, Lee, because this woman had a revelation, right? She's like, oh, and she's like, maybe it's because of menopause that I had this revelation. No, I don't think it's menopause that made her realize that she wanted more in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think what Lee is saying is that, okay.
Was it a scapegoat?
Exactly. And I totally agree with you on that. It's like, don't blame it on menopause that you're having this revelation
right.
that you want a better life. You got to dig deeper and say, maybe your relationship needed more attention.
Yeah, absolutely, right?
Exactly.
But that's important. But anyways, the kids will end up...
And it's like,
kids is not your project. You have to work on your couple too. Have that discussion. Open yeah. it up, right?
And together as the couple, as the where you're at in life... You know, there's that next phase of having that common goal, mm-hmm. like you just said, mm-hmm. that empty nesting syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it we're just accepting to be unhappy? And it's a reality that so many parents are in right now. And that's what we're hearing from an expert on next. Here's The Weeknd, Dancing in the Flames on the Beat. Good morning.
Traffic dies while we are racing home.
It's the Beat Breakfast Club, Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee.
Yes. And
yes.
That is us. Wait a minute. Breakfast Club.
That is another sign of menopause. You lose your memory. You have short-term memory. You really do. You're like, what was I going to say?
Yeah.
Why am I in this room?
What am I doing? Am I working? That's true. That is one of the symptoms. But we're talking about the fact that there is an increase of divorce rates when women are going through menopause. But did you know that there's another phase of your life where divorces increase? And that's when you have kids that are in between the ages of 0 and 4. They say that that's another time in your life where it's really difficult as a parent because you're mentally and physically exhausting, and it's not easy. You're not sleeping and you're going through so much that is another time in your life where, you know, most people tend to say, okay, well, let's not do this together anymore.
Parents die 30, 40 years before they're put in the grave because they reach a point where they're just on autopilot operating for their children because their dreams are never going to become a reality in their mind. So they just live a mediocre life so their kids can thrive and they just plug away. Their brains are off. They wake up, they get the kids ready for school, they make their lunches, they get in the car, they go to the job they hate, they work for 9 hours, they come home, they make the food, they feed the kids go to the bed, they watch TV, they wake up, they do it again. They do that for 60 plus years until they retire. And that's the sad part in today's society. That's become acceptable.
So I'm that stat, and that makes me feel very sad and obviously disappointed in myself and my partner at the time, because we fall into that stat. I mean, we got divorced when my daughter was 3 years old, and that's probably my biggest regret, is that we didn't do, well, I feel like I wanted to do more to make it work, but I mean, you can't do that if it's not going to work, right? But that's exactly what happened. You know, the relationship takes a back seat. You're on autopilot with your child. You're constantly giving that child your 110%.
Exactly.
They're your priority, and then you forget to be a couple. Mm-hmm. And you know, my priority was being mom. Mm-hmm. Maybe my priority wasn't at that time to be a partner in a couple.
Yeah.
And I could say that now in hindsight, looking back at that relationship, because the both of you are always at fault, right? That's not that one person, regardless if you think there is that one person that was to blame. It led to the breakup something, right?
And we fall in that category too. I always say that I'm disappointed in the fact that Jason and I don't take care of our couple a little bit more. Like, we had our last date night, I think it was back in November. Like, we're way overdue, and we know. And when we go, we're like, we need to do this more often, like at least once a month. We need to invest in who we are as a couple, because the kids came after, right? Yeah. And when the kids leave, there's going to be us.
Totally.
But we don't take the time to do it. It's like life gets in the way.
Yeah.
Life just takes over sometimes, and it's copy paste.
That's exactly it. I mean, for us, we're just, so many people always say you got to prioritize, you got to go for the date nights, make time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. And I know that. But then just when the everyday little tasks are so overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's just so repetitive. And, you know, the end of that audio says we just have come to accept it. Steph and I talk about that all the time, where it's just like, some things are just so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why do we just have to fall into this rat race? And it's like, we work and work and work just to get by.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like,
I wonder if it's like that in other places of the world. I wonder if that's a very North American philosophy. I'm curious to know, like, would it be the same thing, for example, in one of a little village in Italy, for example?
Oh my God,
do people feel the same way, like that need to like thrive and go and push and put our kids into sports and to make sure that they excel at everything? So that's also added pressure.
I think now in my stage of my life and in all of ours, is I think about what happens when my daughter starts her own wonderful life.
Right?
Because I'm going to be on my own. you guys are going to be empty nesters. And that's where you guys have to realize, how are you as a couple when your kids
are gone,
have their beautiful life on their own?
Well, I think it's, you know, you said the words before, Claudia, perfectly. It's like having that common goal.
Yeah.
And whether that's for right now, which is so important, or for a year from now, 10 years from now, or talking about those days when you're hopefully going to retire happily together. But it's having those conversations, so you're
not faced with a stranger. You know, you're like, like living with a stranger in your own home, where you're like, I feel like I don't know you anymore, because we've put so much focus on the kids. And now it's like I'm standing there with you, person. And it's like, I feel like I don't know you anymore.
You know,
and what's holding us together?
You say that, which is so true. The scariest thing, and it happens to me sometimes, is sometimes I say those words. Who's that stranger over there? But I'm not looking at my wife. I'm looking at me.
Wow. Two deep remarks here. I don't know. I look at it like I want to be excited.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be excited.
Give me projects, please.
No, like once the kid, once my daughter starts her journey, I want to be like, let's go. Let's travel. Let's reacquaint ourselves with each other. It's got to be passionate. It's got to be fun. Enjoying life together. You only have one.
You only have one.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I got an idea. How about the three of us just go on vacation together?
No.
So listen, in just a few minutes, you know what happened last night, and we're going to be getting into it. We're playing a little game coming up soon called Débat ou Début. Okay?
This is going to be fun.
I'm going to read you a little line of what happened last night, and you have to guess, did it happen at the debate or at the Habs game? That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, Montreal traffic for Nissan Gabriel St. Constant. For a limited time, only $99 for a tire change, balancing and storage, oil change, and multi-point inspection. Nissan Gabriel St. Constant.com. Kim, lay it on us, girl.
Oh, luckily, it's a little lighter than usual. 13 South slowing the 440 to Henry Bourassa, and it's crowded but moving from Hickmore to the 20. 15 South, you're crowded the Mill Ile right down to the Met. 25 South, busy around Ile Saint-Jean, but then it does fill in at the Met for the La Fontaine Tunnel outbound. Inbound bunches up at the 132. Champlain at the tracks gets a little crowded around De La Vérendrye. Mercier bunches up in both approaches. And a good look at the West Island Drive coming up next. Discover the Chevrolet Equinox EV, Quebec's best-selling electric vehicle in 2024 and Canada's most affordable, with a range of more than 500 kilometers. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
This week, we're making it a long holiday weekend by adding an extra Casino de Montréal's Party Mix evening on Sunday. Visit CasinoDeMontréal.ca for the complete lineup. This long weekend, find amazing offers for your home and patio at The Brick. For 4 days only, shop incredible deals in every department. Like save up to 40% off on select mattresses or up to $700 off genuine leather sofas. Plus, until April 30th, take up to 60% off Canadian-made sofas or save up to $1,000 off a 4K smart TV. Some exclusions apply. Visit TheBrick.com for details. The Brick, proudly Canadian since 1971.
All right, your turn to play.
Okay, first clue. It's a family restaurant chain from Quebec.
Donald Donut.
No, that's American. It's Benny and Company. Next clue. It's something with layers with a crispy chicken patty.
Oh, a fried chicken burger.
Almost. It has a hot sauce from another local company. Not too spicy, just the right kick.
Got it. The new Buffalo Fried Chicken Burger from Benny and Company in collaboration with Fire Barnes?
Yes, that's it.
Woohoo!
Now available at all Benny and Company restaurants for a limited time.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom.
Whoa, he's exactly like his father.
BMR. Built for pros.
Hey, hun, wanna...
build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea.
Watch a movie?
BMR. Built for pros.
Ride a Subaru Desource. Get up to $20,000 in discounts on the all-electric 2024 Solterra, including a $4,000 Roulet Vert credit. And enjoy lease rates starting at 0.99% for 24 months. Subaru Desource.
Ride with us. Ride a Dilawri.
For over 25 years, Depodium Mini Entrepot has been supporting our communities from coast to coast, protecting what's important to us. As Canada's leading storage provider, now more than ever, buy Canadian, store Canadian, and support local. Depodium Mini Entrepot. Buy Canadian, store Canadian.
April 10th to 20th at Chico, get a free nutrients care can for dogs or cats with the purchase of two selected cans. And protect your dog with 10% off Canine Advantix 2 flea and tick treatments. Chico, the favorite local boutique of all our local pets.
If you're hearing this message, now's your chance. That is your last chance to make the most of Tongay's $1 million sale, where you get one chance to win $1 million for every 100 spent. But it's ending April 27th, so it's your last chance to have the chance to win big with the $1 million sale. You got that?
Certain conditions apply.
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. You can vote early. Advance polls will be open April 18th to 21st. If you prefer, you can vote at any Elections Canada office until Tuesday, April 22nd, 6 p.m., or you can apply to vote by mail. Check your voter information card or visit elections.ca for all the ways you can vote.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
Spring at last. And for Easter weekend, Trevi is offering a $750 gift card with a purchase of a selected above ground pool. Even our new all black Omega with its thermosolar aluminum wall. A $3,000 gift card with a purchase of an in-ground pool. Even on our new Futura, the only in-ground pool structure that requires no excavation. A $1,000 gift card with a purchase of a spa. Even on the new generation black spa made here in Quebec. A colorful Easter weekend with barbecue and in-store swimming on Friday, Saturday, and Easter Monday.
Clutter and junk have got you cornered.
Every time you turn around, there's more than there was before.
You barely have room to move.
You're so crowded, it's hard to breathe.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point. Now you breathe fresh air. Freedom.
Now you've got the breath to sing.
Now you've got the space to entertain.
Now you've got a big home.
A happy home.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Planning a big Italian meal? Get all your ingredients at one place. Bertucci, Quebec's biggest Italian specialty market. The largest selection of cheese, cold cuts, olive oil, and more, all at wholesale prices. Visit 6205 Boulevard Couture, weekdays 8 to 5, Saturdays 8 to 3. Bertucci.ca.
Happy Thursday, Montreal. Are you looking for an exceptional treatment to help firm the oval of your face, neck, neckline, and bust? Well, it's time to discover the Global Décolleté Expert Serum from Karen Joka. The ideal care to target all types of skin sagging due to aging of the skin, menopause, pregnancy, or weight loss. Defy the effects of aging and quickly get a skin that looks firmer, smoother, and younger. The Global Décolleté Expert Serum from Karen Jonka is available in pharmacies.
When you get into a new Prius plug-in, you might find yourself volunteering to drive your friends hours away from civilization to a festival of a music genre that before this morning, you never knew existed. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can discover exciting new models like the Prius plug-in and find out how Toyota takes you there. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Quebec Toyota dealer today.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous' Time to Switch event.
Débat ou début is coming up right after NSYNC. You have to guess if a line happened last night at the debate or the Habs game. But first, Kimberly Kieran, what's up on the roads?
That's my full name. I feel like I'm in trouble. 20 East, Gallipo backing to DeLille. Then it slows the 13 to First Avenue. 40 East, De La Torre's backing to the 30-40 split. It gets crowded around the 13, fills in at Cavendish. And an early morning accident has that Met West slow moving from La Cordaire to Côte de Liesse. Get 20,000 points at Pharmaprix when you open your PC Optimum app, shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value. Starts Friday. Conditions in app. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
Wake up! A brand new way to start your day.
The Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too.
Yeah.
there. Good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. And last night was a huge night in our city. A few things happened, right? We had the Habs game.
Mm-hmm. Go Habs go.
Go Habs go. We know they won, made the playoffs, and we had the debate on who's going to be the next prime minister.
That's right.
Did you watch one? Did you watch both?
Both.
Did you?
Yeah, from 6 to 7, the Buddy Chef, and then from 7 on, the hockey game.
Oh, no.
So I did watch the Habs game, and I couldn't find the debate. I was looking everywhere.
I said, you should have texted me.
I know. I
told you exactly where to find it.
I know.
It.
So I did watch local news, though, because I was looking at the highlights from the reporters who were telling me what was going on.
So there here's the thing. We're going to play a little game called... Here's a line that was said last night. One word is going to be beeped out, and you have to guess if it was during the Habs game or the election debate.
All right.
Okay. All right. Welcome to the game show. Débat ou début.
Here we go.
We need beep to deliver to beep. We need beep to deliver to
Is hard. You're beeping out things. I'm going to say it has to be...
Where's the buzzer? I thought we had a buzzer. No? Like, who goes first?
Well, we'll debate it. Okay. What do you think? We need to deliver. It sounds like something that they would have in a debate where a prime minister needs to deliver something.
I hear that.
I'm going to say it was the Habs game. We need a goal to win the play to get the playoffs.
Oh, okay. There you go. That one was, we need trucks to deliver to people in Quebec. That's what Pierre Poilievre said.
Oh,
it was the debate. Okay, congrats.
Okay,
moving on. The type of beep that creates something solely on his own.
That's definitely a Habs thing.
Why? Why would you say
that? The type of beep that creates something solely on his own.
They probably reference the type of goal that
momentum maybe
a certain player did during the game that got that winning playoff. Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to say the same thing?
No.
No.
I'm just going to go the opposite. Just because.
Well, it was referencing Cole Caulfield moments before a goal.
Yeah,
the type of guy that creates something out of nothing. Okay. Here's a little fun one. I have a problem with these Harry Potter beep. You're relying on magic.
Oh, I know what that is. I heard that.
So what do you think it is,
Natasha? Wait a minute. Somebody during the game and somebody during the debate brought up Harry Potter.
Somebody said, I have a problem with these Harry Potter beep.
And it was
Yves Blanchette. You're relying on magic.
It was the Buddy Chef, Yves Blanchette.
It was.
Can I steal it from her?
At last night's debate. Listen, forget all these trivia things. You know who the real winner is? Every single one of us here in Montreal, because the Habs made the playoffs.
That was fun. Can we do this again?
It's so ridiculous. I had other ones that were so clear. Like, hey, et le tir et le but. Which one do you think that one's from?
That one's from the game.
Yeah, there you go. Because nobody won last night at that debate. That's all we know.
No.
We are getting closer to you losing a game, which is fantastic. Can't beat Lee, 740. Don't you miss it. But first, little Morgan Wallen, Love Somebody. Great little country music to start your Thursday morning. 4 Play Thursday. You're on the Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. And don't forget, 8 o'clock, easiest quiz in the world. Good morning.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say. I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games. They all play. Like they tend to
someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights. Even when she's up against me, I don't know why. It feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
The Beat Breakfast Club, and man, your long weekend just is about to get a whole lot better. You get to hang out Easter Monday with Mark Bergman.
I know. Everybody misses Mark Bergman. Now is your chance. You can listen to him all day because Mark's got a really great Easter Monday lineup for you.
It's going to be so much fun. We're actually flipping the script and you pick the playlist. Do you know what that means?
What?
You get to choose the songs that are going to play between noon and 5.
Like, think about like your all-request lunch with Donna, what you do every single day.
Yep.
But all afternoon, all Easter afternoon on Monday, hanging out with Mark, which you're just in for such a treat. And
speaking of treats.
Speaking of treats, exactly.
That wasn't even on purpose. It's true. You're going to get a chance of winning a box of sweet cookies from Bernice Bakery. It's happening this Monday. Okay, just like whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be with family.
Yeah.
You're going to be sitting on a terrace somewhere. Whatever it is, make sure Mark and your all request Easter Monday is part of your long weekend.
Mark is your personal playlist guy. So like you guys are sitting at the table or you're around a certain setting together and you just text Mark and you're like, hey, Mark, can you play this? Because we're around the table right now and I'll play it for
Mark's
you.
Mark's your little beat bunny.
That's right.
Yes, he is. Mark's your little beat bunny.
The reason why he's saying that is because Mark is definitely dressed as an Easter bunny on our Instagram. So go check
it
out.
And he's so cute. Yeah. He's just so cute. But every time that you text or you call, you get your chance to win, like you said. Cook Bakeries by Bernice Bakery. They're actually located on St. Henry, and you can check them out on Instagram at Bernice Montréal. They make apparently these really good chocolate chunky cookies. Yummy.
That was my nickname in high school.
Okay,
you want more details, go to thebeat925.ca, but it is time right now for you to play Can't Beat Lee. And up for grabs, we have
Fuego Festival tickets.
Text your name to 92925 to play next. But first, let's take a look at how those roads are doing. How is your drive-in? How much does it suck, Kim? How much?
It's not too bad. It's actually a smidge lighter than usual. Champlain's at Milan gets crowded at De La Varandre to get through Turcotte to carry north. Slow but moving. Mercier looks great. Just a little busy in the approaches. Coming in from Laval, 13 South, slowing the 440 to Henri Bourassa and then Côte de Liesse to the 20. 15 South, you're crowded the Mill Ill right down to the Met. It's Canadian Tire's Big Spring Tire Sale. Save up to 30% on quality brands like Continental, Michelin, and Motormaster until May 7th. Conditions apply. Details online. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez Vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez Vous' Time to Switch event.
Lost your driver's license? It's been stolen or damaged? No need to go to a service outlet to replace it. Do it using SACLIC. It's that handy. A message from the Société de l'Assurance Automobile du Québec.
Spring is here. Gather your favorite people and taste Italy at Enoteca Monza. Share delicious dishes and fine wines with your friends and loved ones. Savor the fresh flavors and good company. Book your spring gathering now. Enoteca Monza, where every moment is a celebration.
Need to make more money? Own a franchise and control your future. Come to the Franchise Expo, April 26th and 27th at the Palais de Congrès to meet with the hottest franchises. Get valuable advice at free seminars and learn how you can open a successful business. This is your only chance to see all your best money-making opportunities in one place. Find the perfect business for you at Quebec's largest Franchise Expo, April 26th and 27th, Palais de Congrès. Get tickets at MontrealFranchiseExpo.com.
From April 22nd to the 26th, don't miss the Lexus 5-day event. Take advantage of exclusive offers like lease rates as low as 0.9% for up to 48 months, including a 2% rate reduction during the event. Discover the 2025 Lexus NX250 AWD signature package starting at $528 per month with a $6,500 down payment and a 0.9% lease rate for 24 months. Plus, receive a $1,000 delivery credit. Starting from $54,442, enjoy the luxury of a Lexus SUV.
Spinelli Lexus, the address of choice for all automotive services.
Move with us and you will see.
Ménagement, la capitale.
Backing up is easy as can be.
Ménagement, la capitale.
Stereos,
your channel.
We move your house,
our company.
Some storage space
to suit your needs.
And wardrobe boxes are yours for.
Big on designer glasses now at Gratian's Gaff. Until April 27th, save $150 on a complete pair with lenses made here in Montreal and designer frames. Chantal Gravel, optician. Bring your prescription or book your eye exam on gratian-scaff.com. Martin's the kind of guy who appreciates the finer things in life. He's the one who's always asking for extra gravy at the restaurant, who's always putting butter on top and mixed into his popcorn, even if it would be nice to have the extras once in a while without paying extra. But during the More for Less event at Germaine-la-Rivière, the more he buys, the more he saves. And because that goes for all departments, Martin has found enchantment. And so have we, Germaine-la-Rivière.
Enchanté.
Visit us in-store or online.
Surround yourself in color. Save 20% on Benjamin Moore Aura, Regal Select, and Ben Interior Paints from April 16th through the 29th. Take advantage of this offer at your local Benjamin Moore store, a Canadian-owned retailer. Details in store.
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from TELUS for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/totalsecurity to learn more. Conditions apply.
Looking to make a positive impact in your community? Well, now's your chance. Until April 22nd, donate your gently used goods to your local Salvation Army thrift store and receive a special Earth Loves Thrift coupon, saving you 25% off your next thrift haul. By donating, you're helping both the planet and supporting the Salvation Army's programs and services right here in Montreal. Joining the movement in making every day Earth Day? Find your nearest location at thriftstore.ca and donate today.
At Archibel, you'll find it all, from garden center to pet store and more. And right now, Archipel is in full celebration for the arrival of spring. Come visit our Easter ducks, bunnies, lambs, ponies, and other friends. Archipel, the largest garden center and a whole lot more. Cousineau Boulevard, Saint-Hubert.
Clutter and junk have got you cornered.
Every time you turn around, there's more than there was before.
You barely have room to move.
You're so crowded, it's hard to breathe.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point. Now you breathe fresh air. Freedom.
Now you've got the breath to sing.
Now you've got the space to entertain.
Now you've got a big home.
A happy home.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Lost your driver's license? It's been stolen or damaged? No need to go to a service outlet to replace it. Do it using SACLIC. It's that handy.
A message from the Société de l'Assurance Automobile du Québec.
The long weekend is here, but the deals will be gone before you know it. Shop mattresses starting at just $99 and more. Visit thebrick.com for details. The Brick, saving you more.
All right, getting closer to Cat Beat Lee, about 33 seconds away from that. But first, Kim, how's traffic?
Well, if you're coming in from the West Island, 20 East Gallipo reaching for Cardinal Leger this morning. Then it slows 55th to 1st. Westbound 20, crowded Angrignon to Norman. 40 East Illatorre, it's at 3040 split. It gets crowded sources to the 13, fills in at Cavendish. And the Met West is slow moving from La Cordaire to Côte de Liesse. Did you know you could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 just by being over 60? Ask your pharmacist or doctor about prescription treatments for mild to moderate COVID-19. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
You know you're pretty smart,
but he's positive you can't beat Lee.
Okay, can Daisy and the kids, Alexia, Leonidas, and Elena beat Lee this morning?
Leonidas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Leonidas, just so you know, I'm not Greek, but I was kind of unofficially adopted by the Greek community here in Montreal. That was the Greek name given to me, Leonidas.
Oh, stop it. Don't take him away from him.
Wow. Was it just your name day, Leonidas?
It was yesterday.
Oh, so now Daisy feels bad to even try to beat you, because now...
You know what? My Spanish Copita brings all the boys to the yard.
Leonidas,
I'll bring you Spanakopita and Chiropita.
Oh, okay.
All right. We all like Greek food here, by the way.
So I'm about to put the in tzatziki because I'm about to beat you guys. I'm sorry to say that.
Lee.
Good luck. I'm going to leave.
Lee, we love you. We love you, Lee.
Thank you. I love you guys. Cute. Now I actually kind of want you to beat me. I really do. Good luck.
All right, guys. So up for grabs this morning, Fuego Fuego Festival tickets. You're going to have 30 seconds on the clock, 6 questions to answer. You can pass, but we're not going to be going back to them, okay?
All right,
Daisy, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. How many C's are in the word Concordia?
2.
On what day in March do we celebrate St. Patty's Day?
March 17.
Cobra Kai is a TV spinoff of what movie?
Karate Kid.
What mountain range is Mont Tremblant part of?
Pass.
What only U.S. state is only one syllable?
Only one syllable. Pass.
What number is represented by the letter L in row? Oh, okay. No problem. Okay. We're going to bring Lee back into this. Those are hard questions.
They were.
They were. The last ones were kind of tough. Okay, Lee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lee.
Remember, you said you wanted him to win because his name was Leonidas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Aww.
No pressure there. Remember, you said that.
Ready?
All okay. right. Yeah, let's do it.
How many C's are in the word Concordia?
2.
On what day in March do we celebrate St. Patty's Day?
The 17th.
Cobra Kai is a TV spinoff of what movie?
Karate Kid.
What mountain range is Mont Tremblant a part of?
Is that a trick question? The Laurentians?
What is the only U.S. state with only one syllable?
Pass.
What number is represented by the letter L? Oh, I didn't even get there.
It's because he was doing karate moves. That's why.
L in what? In Roman numerals?
Yeah.
That would be 50.
Yeah, but it was after the buzzer.
I don't know. Was it after the buzzer? Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
You didn't even get to it.
Hey, you know what, Natasha? Can you be on my side,
I'm trying
please?
To be on Leonidas' side.
That is me that also. All right.
All right. Okay. We're going to go through them. So how many C's are in the word Concordia? It is 2. We do celebrate St. Patty's Day on March 17th. So both of you got those two questions right. Mm-hmm. Cobra Kai is the TV spinoff of Karate Kid. Both of you got that one right. The mountain range that Mont Tremblant is a part of.
Is it a trick question?
Is the Laurentians. You were right, Lee. Okay. And you got that one right. So Lee, you do win by 1 this morning.
Oh, wait. Question. Congrats to me.
Yeah, but we're going to go through the ones you didn't get right.
Can I guess one of them?
Yeah.
The one syllable.
Yeah.
It's got to be Maine.
It is Maine.
That's a tough question. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Under pressure.
I know.
Under pressure.
Yeah, it is. It is always harder under pressure. But you guys did well, Daisy. You guys got 3. Lee got 4. So that's good.
And just remember, you should be proud because Leonidas won.
No. Not
you're a Leonidas.
Not the OG. Not the OG.
We still love you, Lee. We still love you, Lee. So that's
you.
Fine. Enjoy your win.
Oppa!
And we can't beat Lee.
Oppa. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. Have a fantastic day, okay?
Wait. I need it.
No, she did. Yeah. She said it while you were tooting your own horn. She said it.
Literally.
You just missed
it.
Yes.
I did. You want to hear it again, Lee?
No. You don't need to.
Okay.
It's okay. There's no need for that.
So you want to win those tickets to Fuego Fuego? Just text the word Leonidas
to
92925.
Nice.
Can't wait to hear from you. Good luck with that. 3 things you need to know coming up in just a few, including why students at a Montreal high school walked out, and it is so empowering. Good for them. Here's Dua Lipa, Houdini on the beat. Your chance for the easiest quiz in the world. You are inching closer. It is now 7:54. 10 easy questions.
They're definitely going to be easier than Can't Beat Lee questions.
No, that's for sure.
That is 1,000,000% sure.
We actually want you to win that thing, right? 30 seconds on the clock. Those 10 easy questions. When you do that, you win $1,000. Okay? So don't go anywhere. 8 o'clock sharp.
The Beat Breakfast Club has
3 things you need to know.
Yeah, it officially happened last night. Yes, it took all 82 games.
Hey!
All right, back back to the show. It took all 82 games for it to happen.
Yep.
But they clinched a playoff spot, which is fantastic. We're so proud of them.
It's very exciting. It's going to bring all of Montreal together.
It changes the vibes in the city.
Yep.
And we know we're going to be playing. We got a battle ahead of us. But
that's
okay. Enjoy them. The Washington Capitals and Alexander Ovechkin, which means the all-time best goal scorer in the history of the league, will be spending some time in Montreal.
Ooh, keep your eyes open for that.
All right. Big congrats. And also, there was the debate last night, but Francois Legault clearly already knows who he's voting for because he was at the Habs game.
Yeah.
Which is just so amazing to see.
I mean, let's be honest. So were all the politicians. They were trying to wrap up that debate fast so that they can just run over to the Bell Center and have their spot there at the center and witness what happened yesterday. So we all know the drill. It wasn't because you had to do the debate at 6 o'clock. It's because the Habs are playing at 7. There you go.
Exactly.
Okay. Here's something that was really empowering that happened yesterday in Montreal. We've been talking about how Montrealers have been taking matters into their own hands when they don't agree with something. Oh, like the REM not working, the lack of parking outside because of the Bixi bikes. Well, here is a school in Westmount High School, where students walked out because they say the school is mishandling harassment and bullying claims. So a number of students have complained to administration saying that they were either bullied or something was mishandled about a sexual harassment claim, and nothing was done.
Oh boy.
So what did they do? They rallied together and they walked out and protested and said, "We're not gonna take it. No." And that's exactly what happened. They want the school to take their claims seriously. So now today, the school has a lot of answers that they have to supply to parents who are saying, "Why aren't you listening to my student? Mm-hmm. What's going on?" And I love this because it just is another example. When you see something that's not right, say something about
it. Do something about it.
Do something about it.
And it should, set as an example as well. Bullying is not okay. I think sometimes we tend to say, it's just drama. You know, every young person has to go through it. No, you don't have to go through it. It's not normal at the extent as we know it right now. Mm-hmm. So good on them for, taking the lead on that.
Words really matter. Even if you think you're just joking around with a friend, I could tell you from firsthand experience, you hold on to those things that people say to you. Mm-hmm. So just be super aware of what you're saying to even your friends. Don't just take shots at them for a cheap laugh.
Bullying is not okay. All right, listen carefully. You could be $5 million richer right now.
Sounds great.
Right now. So the Lotto 649, Wednesday's draw.
Yeah.
There is a Quebecer that won the money. The ticket still hasn't been brought in. It's $5 million. So if you bought yourself a Lotto ticket on Wednesday, please check your pockets.
Like yesterday?
I don't understand.
Was yesterday Wednesday?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
All
okay,
right.
So that means somebody is waking up right now saying, "Oh, wait a minute. I haven't checked my ticket."
Exactly.
And it could be you.
It could be you. You could be $5 million richer this morning.
Can you imagine they were out partying because the Habs made it to the playoffs and they had a few too many drinks and they lost that ticket
somewhere? No, stop. Why are you saying that? No.
Why do you have to go there?
We're hoping you're a big winner today.
Yes. Good luck. And if it's us that reminded you to check your ticket, you can feel free to send a little something something our way, right?
Yeah, to P.O. Box 12345.
Yeah, exactly.
My name is Kim Curie. I accept checks.
Kim, do we have to pay you for better traffic this morning?
Only you, Lee.
Okay.
All right. 20 East Gallipo's at DeLille, so not too bad. Then it's congested Bouchard to 1st. Westbound 20 slows Angrignon to Norman. 40 East at Illatorts backing to the 30-40 split. Then it gets crowded to the 13, fills in at Cavendish. Midwest slow moving La Cordaire to Côte-de-Liesse. Right now at Chico Pet Store, get a free Royal Canin can of cat food with the purchase of a select can. Chico, the favorite local boutique of all our local pets. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
You're hot, then you're cold.
Me?
You're
Thank
yes,
you.
Then you're low. You're in. Okay. This reminds me of Mother Nature right now. Up, down, up, down, up, down. So yesterday we had snow. I was like, what is going on?
That was weird.
That was really weird.
Yeah.
It's like, I know you took down your Christmas tree, but why bother?
Right?
Just leave it up at this point.
My thoughts exactly. However, today, okay, we're going to get clearing skies. It's not going to be the warmest of day. We're going to reach a high of 9. Tomorrow, half and half. Nice first half of the day. Chance of rain in the afternoon with a high of 13. Right now, 0 in Montreal.
What?
Zero.
What day are we? April
17.
17.
Yeah.
Okay. It would be nice if it was a high of 17.
Well, seriously. All right. How about we give away $1,000? What
that
do you say?
Sounds good.
Would that heat you up a little bit on this brisk morning? Let's do it. If you want to play the easiest quiz in the world, and trust me, you do, text the words easiest quiz to 92925. You're going to have 30 seconds to answer 10 easy questions next. Good luck. Montreal's perfect mix, the beat, 92.5.